This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Covers the NFL for the USA Today. He was in Berea all week long. Chris Bumbaca joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Chris, thanks for giving us a few minutes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks so much for having me on a lovely Friday afternoon.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. Before we get to some of what you saw this week and really just everything around, you know, Shador and some of these rookies, we just were talking about Daryl. You know, Daryl, who I'm with today, was talking about how Nick Chubb, who's with the Texans right now, he was making the suggestion. Brown's already said he'll get the Ring of Honor treatment. I don't know if you care about this stuff at all, but when it comes to the Ring of Honor and jersey retirements, like where should the Browns draw the line when it comes to Nick Chubb based off of the impact and what he was able to do for this team?
Yeah, I don't think I really realized until this week how much Nick Chubb meant to the community of Cleveland, to the Browns fans, and everything that goes into that. So, like, I think everything that you're talking about as far as jersey retirement, Ring of Honor, is pretty, you know, he's pretty worthy of it in my mind. I mean, he had some really unbelievable statistical years. I mean, he was 4 yards short of, like, having five straight 1,000-yard seasons. I think he had 996 his rookie year or something. And, he played hurt. He obviously had some devastating injuries that he battled back from. And I think he, you know, really embodied, like, what Northern Ohio is all about. And I had a chance to, you know, I have a few friends in the area, and I was talking to them about the Chubb thing. And, you know, it really crystallized for me how much Nick Chubb meant. So I think everything that you're saying is completely warranted on that front.
Yeah, I always find that fascinating when people are not from here then come in here. And, like, you cover the NFL, so you know the NFL very, very well. But there's certain players, you've seen it in a million stops, I imagine. There's certain players that just kind of hit with a fan base more than others, and that was always Nick Chubb here.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, like, every fan base has those things, right? Like, you know, Giants fans have, maybe a guy like an Amani Toomer, for example, back in the day, who, you know, maybe a bunch of NFL fans in the modern age kind of forget about, but he meant a lot to fans at the time just because of longevity and, the way he played and the way he carried himself, and those things matter. And, you know, that's why sports matter, man. It's like, because it's all about connection. So when you see those things built, it's a beautiful thing.
Who on this team do you think can pick up the mantle of whether it's leadership, on-field production, fan love? Who do you think can fill the void left by Chubb's departure?
I think the easy one is Myles Garrett, right? Like, he's a guy who comes and he not tailgates at the Muni, but he shows up at the Muni lot week one last year. I remember I was in town for that. And, you know, he's kind of, the stalwart at this point. He has to, you know, step up the leadership, and he was talking about that this week. And, I think it'll be tougher for him because of the contract situation during the offseason and the trade request and everything that came with that. But I think that Miles is a guy who should be a Brown for life, is paid like he'll be a Brown for life. So we'll see what happens at, you know, the very tail end of his career. But he's still got, I think, a few more productive years in him for sure. I mean, 50 sacks over the last four seasons. So I think Miles is a guy who can help fill that void for them.
Now, Chris, just tell me, because I'm ignorant of it. Were you sent here to cover Shador, or were you sent here because I can't imagine a reason why the USA Today would be like, hey, that three-win team from last year, the Browns, you need to get over there and see what's going on there in Berea. Or are you just like you do a bunch of AFC North stuff? Like, I'm trying to figure it out if it was Shador-related or not, essentially, is what I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah. No, the foundation is Shador, right? So that's like priority one. But I'm sure, like, you know, you guys saw the content throughout the week. Obviously, a lot of quarterback-heavy stuff. But, you know, there's other interesting things going on, like the Miles situation, the Nick Chubb departure. I got to spend some time with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, which is always great to do as like a national guy, getting to spend a few minutes with those decision makers and things like that. But yeah, like, you know, the Shador thing was the story of the draft, really the story of the NFL for a solid month there. So we felt like it was necessary to follow up and see what was going on. So,
We'll get to Shador. We'll get to Shador in a second. What were your takeaways in the meetings with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski?
You know, that this is like nothing is set in stone, right? It's all competition. It wasn't that different, really, from, you know, what they've said publicly, honestly. You know, everybody's going to have to fight for their spot, and that goes from Joe Flacco to Shador. So it's going to be about who fits best in training camp and who performs best and who they think they can trust to run this offense. So, you know, it's an open competition. So I'm really interested to see how they handle it. And it was cool to see kind of how they broke it up during mini camp, as far as like trying to get four guys a decent amount of reps, even though Flacco wasn't doing a ton.
Yeah. Well, how surprised are you that in a four-man competition, Shador has not gotten a single first team rep yet? And do you like how they are seemingly bringing him along slowly?
Yeah, I think that's probably like the smart thing for now. He really got, I think, like a dose of reality, you know, with the draft. And I think that can be tough to deal with for any 22, 23-year-old mentally, you know, regardless of who your dad is, regardless of how you've been raised in this fame. So I think like them continuing to keep the portion sizes small for him is a good idea. And yeah, I think it is, you know, it is interesting. I like how they kind of like split the field and put Kenny and Joe on one side and then Gabriel and Shador on the other to try and maximize their turns. As far as like Shador not seeing any reps against the first team defense, I'm not going to put too much stock into it yet, just because I don't really like to put too much stock into anything at this time of year, right? You know, these guys aren't playing with pads on. They're not going full speed. So, I don't think that's, like, too big of a concern. If we get to, like, week two of training camp and that hasn't happened, then I would say it's pretty safe to say that he's not going to be the starter week one.
Chris Bumbaca, the USA Today, joining us here, was in Berea all week long watching and covering these guys. So what was your takeaway as far as the quarterbacks were concerned? Who did you think looked the best? And if you want to play along and rank them, we won't hate you for it.
Well, I'll say this. I think it's pretty clear that, like, of the rookies between Gabriel and Sanders, like, there's a reason why Gabriel went first off the Browns board. It's because they think of him more highly, I think. And that's why he kind of had the first crack at it, a few of those things. So I honestly think like there's a decent chance that he opens the season as a backup, if I had to make a prediction today, behind Flacco. And I would assume in that scenario, Pickett probably gets moved or something like that. So I'll go, you know, just based off of pedigree, Flacco's going to be in the one spot. Not necessarily based off of what I saw, but what I saw will influence the next ranking. I'll put Gabriel number two, and then probably Pickett three and Sanders four. But I mean, the four spot for Shador is really just a reps thing and a playing time thing. Like that first throw on Tuesday, the 40 yarder down the sideline, was maybe the best throw of the entire week from any quarterback. So I think you got to also take that into account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I still am struggling with the Dylan Gabriel thing. I was shocked by the pick and when they made it in April. I was watching on Thursday from the end zone, and there were at least three plays where I had no idea where he was. I couldn't see him. And the only reason I knew the play was moving, well, to his left, my right, was because that's where everybody was running to. What insight can you give as far as why they love Dylan Gabriel so much, even though he is extremely vertically challenged by NFL standards?
Yeah, totally. I think his experience early in his career, he talked about this a little bit. When he was under Scott Frost at Central Florida, they ran a lot of under center play action stuff. Not a lot. I mean, by college standards, of course, which means that they probably did it a couple times a game, right? So I think they probably liked what they saw on that front as far as him being able to be under center, throw out of the play action pass. And obviously, you know, he probably hit it off really well with those guys in their meetings throughout the draft process. And that's why they felt like he was worthy of that third round grade. It was probably more of a cerebral thing than a physical thing, because as you noted right there with the on the physical side, he has some limitations. But I'll tell you this, he throws that ball with some good zip.
Yeah.
The height does not impact the arm in that sense. So he's got that going for him. But, yeah, I mean, and that's why I'm really interested to see, like, how it goes for him in the preseason when he has guys like Myles Garrett or the size of Myles Garrett running at him, you know, with, you know, sacks on the line and things like that. So, definitely something to monitor on that front.
Yeah, Chris, you know, Daryl, who's co-hosting with me today, he was there every single day. He's typically our Browns beat reporter. And in the first segment of the show, we went over just how impressed Daryl was with the rookies. And, I mean, you go through, you start at Mason Graham, and then you make your way to Judkins and Schlesinger, and Harold Fannin is somebody that Daryl highlighted a couple times in the opening segments. And he's really impressed with what this rookie class was. Did you walk away as impressed?
I did. And honestly, I had high expectations because I liked the draft class. You know, the quarterbacks are the quarterbacks, of course, but the Graham pick is a great pick, in my opinion. You know, I like Judkins a lot. I liked both Ohio State backs a lot in the draft. I thought, you know, they were pretty worthy of, like, those fringe first and then second round grades, and then they ended up going there. Schlesinger, I know, you know, the coaching staff is really high on him, and he impressed me too. I loved the Fannin pick when it happened, and he looked good too. So, I mean, as you said, you know, all those guys, it would be big for the Browns if they could come in and start contributing right away. You know, whether Schlesinger, like, wears the green dot or not, I'm not so sure, but at least as a rookie, but I could see him as that type of player in year 2-3 for sure.
Running backs coach Deuce Staley told us yesterday that he felt the Browns can get back to their ground and pound offense that was so successful with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt because of the two rookies they drafted in Junkins and Sampson. What's your take on that? How do you feel that those two will be able to, I guess, fill the void vacated by not only Chubb, but Kareem Hunt, who hasn't been here for a few years.
Yeah, like, you know, they're going to have to make it up in the aggregate, the old Moneyball quote. So, yeah, I think that they have to answer your question, right? Like, they have to get back to their ways of running the ball because that's how Kevin Stefanski's offense is designed and called. Everything kind of flows out of that play action pass and establishing the run. And, I mean, that conversation is going to have to do a lot with improvements along the, and health along the offensive line. But running back, rookie running backs wise, I remember Deuce saying that Samson was working with passing game coordinator Chad O'Shea to kind of learn some route concepts. So I'm interested to see if they're able to use him a little bit in the pass game. And Judkins looks great. I mean, the physicality wise, like I'm really excited to see him run in pads against defenses live because I think he can do some damage.
I want to ask you, staying in the AFC North, I just want to ask you about the Bengals. The Shamar Stewart stuff is really odd. The Hendrickson situation hasn't been settled as far as a contract is concerned. Joe Burrow, I love, I think the world of, but it just seems like the Bengals right now are very chaotic. And Chris, I don't know, sometimes when you have this much chaos, it just feels like it's going to be headed towards a bad season in Cincinnati.
Yeah, the Shamar Stewart thing, I mean, I covered the league for only three or four years at this point, but I mean, I definitely haven't seen that. And I don't remember ever, I followed this league for basically my entire life. I don't remember really seeing many rookie disputes as long as they've had kind of these first round slots and their money all like kind of allocated. There's not much leeway there, but I think it, as far as the Stewart thing is, it's a language, contract language hang up that they're on. And yeah, I mean, what a dramatic offseason for them, right? Like from T. Higgins to Jamar Chase to the ongoing Trey Hendrickson thing that you said. It's going to be tough to block that all out. So, the Bengals are a team who need to get off to a good start because their slow starts have really plagued them in past years. And if they want to be contenders, like I think one of the biggest changes that they need to make is a fast start. And having drama in the off season and into training camp is not a good sign of things to come. So, yeah, whether like I don't know how much it's going to impact wins and losses right now, but it can't be good for the locker room, and that makes it a scary situation when you need to get off to a great start to wash away last season, and to even though they finished kind of strong, and to get back on the right track for a team that has a guy like Joe Burrow that you said who can win, hypothetically win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, no question. Chris, we appreciate the insight, and hopefully we'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
All right, good stuff right there. Chris Pambuca, USA Today. 216-474-0092. Just how open-minded are Browns fans towards this quarterback competition? It's interesting. Chris doesn't see it the same way I've seen it this week, and I don't think he saw it the same way you saw it either. We'll react to that and more when we come on back. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.